This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is our good friend, NDSU Livestock Management Specialist, Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, we're continuing our theme of breeding management this week. How does a producer pick a particular estrus synchronization protocol to use?
The first thing would be to really kind of ask some questions of yourself and of your operation. Things like, what are your facilities like, or if you're able to detect estrus in your cow herd, or if you even want to, and that would really narrow it down. There's several protocols out there that are approved, and they're very easy to sort through as far as what they entail. But really taking a good look at the facilities you have, the number of trips through the chute that that protocol might require, as long as the time from the start of the protocol to the time of breeding, and making sure that you plan accordingly, as well as the cost of the protocol. Those are all considerations that you can add together to find one that might work best for you.
All right, good stuff. And hey, we'll talk more on breeding management when we come back.
Nathan and Emily Spickler present the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale Monday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at the ranch, halfway between Carrington and Glenfield on Highway 200. Selling 150 yearling Angus bulls, 50 commercial heifers, and 35 select registered heifers, all fully guaranteed. The sale will be broadcast and you can bid live on the internet at dbauction.com. Offering free nationwide delivery on bulls. It's the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale Monday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at the Spickler South Ranch, 14 and a half miles east of Carrington on Highway 200. Visit SpicklerRanchSouth.com.
Pfeiffer's Auctioneers will offer over 3,400 acres of cropland and pastureland at auction this April and May across North Dakota, including Grant, Sheridan, Burley, Bottineau, Grand Forks, Walsh, McHenry, and Rolette counties. Highlighted by a 952-acre offering in McHenry County and over 900 acres in Grant, Sheridan, and Burley counties. For full inventory details and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the region, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Talking breeding management this week again with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, what resources are out there to help ranchers plan the breeding season?
Forward planning is really important when it comes to using synchronization, as those protocols need to be followed precisely. So by all means, you can always reach out to your extension specialist for this. There's also an organization called the Beef Reproduction Task Force that has every protocol lined out, as well as a synchronization planner that allows you to type in particular dates as far as breeding and sorts it all into a calendar for you to see visually, as well as a product list or even a cost comparison between protocols that can be really helpful for people as they decide what would be best for them.
All right, good stuff, Lacey. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale on May 4th at the ranch, by Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, and by Peak Nutrition, protein shakes, energy teas on South Broadway, Minot.